This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Russian President Vladimir Putin met for a rare summit on Wednesday, at which they discussed military matters, the war in Ukraine, and possible Russian help for the secretive communist state's satellite program. Here's Reuters correspondent Edward Baran.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un expressed his support for what he called Moscow's sacred fight against Western imperialism as he met Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. The pair exchanged a long handshake and warm greetings outside the Vostochny Cosmodrome, Russia's most modern space rocket launch facility. At the opening of their meeting, Kim spoke of his country's unwavering position to further develop its friendship and ties with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Edward Baran. Rescuers have found more than 2,000 bodies after floods devastate eastern Libya and displace more than 30,000 people. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
In the Libyan city of Derna, cranes pour dirt over a pit full of bodies. Extensive flooding in the area caused dams to break and washed away entire neighborhoods. Rescuers worked endlessly to carry people to safety from the floodwaters, which the Red Cross said reached heights of 23 feet. Analyst Claudia Gazzini told the AP the damage is so extensive the city is almost inaccessible for humanitarian aid workers.
Part of the roads accessing Derna have been destroyed, so the city is isolated.
Officials fear the death toll could exceed 5,000, the nation made vulnerable by years of turmoil and neglect. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rescue teams stepped up efforts to bring relief to devastated Moroccan mountain villages after the earthquake there. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says at least 12 infants in Jammu and Kashmir may have been the first victims of a wave of poisonings by Indian-made medicines from manufacturer Digital Vision Pharma. More from Reuters' Ilan Rubens.
Anirudh's parents tried to feed him in hospital about a week before he died of kidney injury in January 2020. The two-year-old had taken toxic cough syrup, his parents said. He is among at least 12 infants in Jammu and Kashmir poisoned by such syrups, according to Indian police, who point to one Indian manufacturer, Digital Vision Pharma. Reuters spoke to the families of six of the dead children. Four others were left with severe disabilities, according to police charges filed in December. Digital Vision says its medicines aren't to blame.
Reuters' Ilan Rubens. Five former Memphis policemen were federally charged on Tuesday in the United States with violating the civil rights of black motorist Tyree Nichols by beating him to death after a traffic stop and then engaging in a cover-up. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland detailed the four-count federal indictment, which includes two civil rights charges.
Today, the Justice Department informed the family of Tyree Nichols that we have charged five former Memphis police detectives with federal crimes in connection with the death of Mr. Nichols. We also allege that while Mr. Nichols lay dying in a hospital, the defendants conspired to cover up their crimes, including by falsely stating that Mr. Nichols had actively resisted arrest.
Police body cam footage showed the five officers pummeling Nichols with kicks, punches, and baton blows, dousing him with pepper spray, and firing a stun gun at him following a traffic stop in January this year.
Reuters reporter Gabe Singer. Serbia has sent special forces to the border with Hungary as hundreds of migrants a day try to reach Eastern Europe, with Serbia on the main route for refugees from Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. I have this thing where I get older, but just never wiser. Taylor Swift took home the top prize at the 2023 MTV Video Music Awards for her Anti-Hero music video. Swift won four trophies on Tuesday's telecast, including Song of the Year, Best Pop Video, and Best Direction. K-pop boy band Tomorrow X, together with Brazilian superstar Anitta, premiered their new collaboration as well. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.